when we were competing in the early 80s and 1992, we didn't even actually have the same uniforms. Early on, we had to actually pay for our uniforms.
Which looked like they had just gone to a Goodwill and thrown it in the bag. Nothing wrong with Goodwill. It's just, you know, you're representing your country. I kind of expected a little bit higher quality. I heard that at first you guys didn't get to have the national anthem play when you got your gold medal. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
They play national anthems for Little League baseball games. Why wouldn't it be acceptable for a Paralympian?
The Paralympics never were in the same location as the Olympics until Seoul, Korea in 1988, when we finally were able to compete in the same country or the same pool as the Olympic Games.
I think the Paralympics, from the three games that I went to, there was great development. But by Atlanta in 1996, we still didn't have the same uniforms as the Olympic team. We still didn't get the same quality gear that they got.
We were checking into the dorm and the dorm was flooded.
I'm like, is this the practice pool? There was a definite line in the sand that was drawn like, oh, that's only for Olympians.
The Paralympics evolved where you and I had the opportunity to live and train at the Olympic Training Center.
There was a lot of pushback. This is only for the Olympic athletes. You can come for 2 weeks kind of thing. And I was just determined to make sure that that didn't happen. And I finally got that meeting with the scheduler at the training center. I said, if this place is designed to help Olympians or future Olympians achieve their goals and dreams, how is the dreams of a Paralympian any different than those athletes? And she's like, Beth, you're right. Can you start in January? And I'm like, yes, we'll do it. And it worked out because we are showing people how hard we trained. The old guard, they were afraid of what the unknown was. So they didn't know what we are capable of doing. I mean, they thought they had to have more lifeguards to save us. And I said, you know, you can hire all the lifeguards you want, but I can outswim any of your lifeguards with both our hands tied behind our backs. There's no reason why we didn't belong there. You and I knew we belonged there.
How do you see the Paralympic movement has changed since you competed?
I think the development mostly that I'm so proud of is the work that you and I did at the training center helped to open the eyes and the hearts and the minds of being respectful to Paralympic athletes. I was brought to tears with joy because I found out that over 50% of the athletes who train at the Olympic Paralympic training centers are now resident Paralympic athletes. I know that you and I played a role in paving that road and making that something that forever will change and improve athletes in the present and the future. And to me, that was probably the single greatest accomplishment of my life. I love you, Tricia.
I love you too, Beth.